The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter number 9, Text number 40, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on October 13th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tri Bhuvanatma Bhavana Trivikrama Tri Nayana Tri Loka Manoharanu Bhava Tavaiva Vibhutiyo Dijita Danu Jada Yashchapi Tesham Upakramasamayo Yamiti Savatma Mayaya Suranara Miga Mismrita Jala Chara Kritibir Yata Paradang Dandam Dandadara Dadarta Evam Menam Api Bhagavan Jahij Vashtram Utayadi Manyase. Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, O personified three worlds, Father of the three worlds, O strength of the three worlds in the form of Vamana incarnation, O three-eyed form Shingadev, O most beautiful person within the three worlds, everything and everyone, including human beings and even the daitya demons and the danavas, is but an expansion of your energy. O supremely powerful one, you have always appeared in your forms of the various incarnations to punish the demons as soon as they become very powerful. You appear as Lord Vamanadeva, Lord Ram and Lord Krishna. You appear sometimes as an animal like Lord Boar, sometimes a mixed incarnation like Lord Nrisimhadev and Lord Hayagriva, and sometimes as an aquatic like Lord Fish and Lord Tortoise. Assuming such various forms, you have always punished the demons and the danavas. We therefore pray that your lordship appear today as another incarnation, if you so desire, to kill the demon Vritrasura. Purport. There are two kinds of devotees known as Sakama and Akama. Pure devotees are Akama, whereas devotees in the upper planetary system, such as the demigods, are called Sakama, because they still want to enjoy material opulence. Because of their pious activities, the Sakama devotees are promoted to the higher planetary systems, but at heart, they still desire to lord it over the material resources. The Sakama devotees are so sometimes disturbed by the demons and rakshasas, but the Lord is so kind that He always saves them by appearing as an incarnation. The Lord's incarnations are so powerful that Lord Vamanadeva covered the entire universe with two steps and therefore had no place for His third step. The Lord is called Trivikram because He showed His strength by delivering the entire universe with merely three steps. The difference between Sakama and Akama devotees is that when Sakama devotees, like the demigods, fall into difficulty, they approach the Supreme Lord for relief, whereas Akama devotees, even in the greatest danger, never disturb the Lord for material benefits. Even if an Akama devotee is suffering, he thinks that this is due to his past impious activities and agrees to suffer the consequences. He never disturbs the Lord. So Akama devotees immediately pray to the Lord as soon as they are in difficulty, but they are regarded as pious because they consider themselves fully dependent on the mercy of the Lord. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tate nukampam susamikshamano punjanna evatma kirtang vapakam hidvagvapur virvedadang namaste jivetayo muktis padesadhaya bhak. Even while suffering in the midst of difficulties, devotees simply offer their prayers and service more enthusiastically. In this way, they become firmly fixed in devotional service and eligible to return home back to Godhead without a doubt. Sakama devotees, of course, achieve from the Lord the results they desire from their prayers, but they do not immediately become fit to return to Godhead. It is to be noted herein that Lord Vishnu in his various incarnations is always the protector of his devotees. Srila Madhvacharya says, Vividang Bhava Paratratavat Sarve Vishnur Vibhutayaha. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam. All other incarnations proceed from Lord Vishnu.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jita Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
This purport is very, very important purport. I was so happy when I was reading this purport. This is practically the most important this understanding that devotees can have. How to become properly situated in Krishna consciousness. You have a choice. You can have the Krishna consciousness of the demigod, or you can have the Krishna consciousness of the pure devotees. Every devotee has his choice. Which kind of Krishna consciousness do you want? You can have Sakama Krishna consciousness, or you can have Akama Krishna consciousness. So what is the difference? The Sakama devotee, whenever he is in difficulty, he says, Krishna, please save me from this difficulty. And the Akama devotee says, Krishna, thank you for putting me into this difficulty. So what is the difference in that consciousness? The Sakama devotee feels he's suffering. He's in a suffering condition, begging to be relieved from his suffering. But the Akama devotee is embracing every single moment as the sweetest nectar. So the Sakama devotees are sometimes happy and sometimes they're miserable. And the Akama devotee is always relishing the nectar within his heart. He sees every moment as a, like yesterday, a stream of nectar flowing within his heart. Every moment. All you have to do to enter into that mood is, instead of asking to be relieved from difficulties, just thank Krishna for putting you in the difficulty. Is it difficult to do that? Actually, it's not. Just consider this. I can say, Krishna, please save me from this difficulty. Or I can say, Krishna, thank you for putting me in this difficulty. It's just as easy to say one as it is to say the other one. The difference is when you say, please, free me from this difficulty, you're waiting, waiting, waiting when Krishna will free me from the difficulty. From when you say thank you for the difficulty, you're already saved. Immediately you're saved from the difficulty. Vipada shantu ta shashvat tatra tatra jagad guru Bhavanam darshanam yat syad apana bhavad darshanam. This is stated by Queen Kunti. She says, Krishna, please give me more difficulties. Please shower me with unlimited difficulties. Because whenever I'm in difficulty, I become more Krishna conscious. And when I'm more Krishna conscious, then I know I won't have to see the cycle of birth and death. So Queen Kunti, she is the best of all the Matajis. Because she is one of those Akama Matajis, you see. She has no desire to ask anything from Krishna. She simply thanks Krishna for everything. So, Queen Kunti, she is our guru. She is the perfect example of the Akama devotee. If we can take up this mood of Queen Kunti, then as this verse in the Bhagavatam says, that we're already liberated. This is a very nice verse quoted in the Bhagavatam, from the Bhagavatam here. Tate nukam pam sushamikshamano punjanna evatma kritam vapakam hridvagvapurvir vidadang namaste jivete yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. The translation is like this. My dear Lord, those devotees who were constantly awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon them, and who gratefully accept all difficult situations as your unlimited mercy, always offering you respectful obeisances from within their hearts, are certainly eligible candidates for liberation. Indeed, it has become their rightful claim. So, do you want to have your reserved seat on the Vaikuntha airplane? Your ticket and your reserved seat on the Vaikuntha airplane. Then take up this mood, this Akama mood. Then you're already liberated, even while within this material world. As confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Iya Yasha Harer Dase Karmana Manasa Gera Nicholas Vapyavastasu Jivan Muktasa Uchite. One who engages in all times and places and circumstances his mind, body, and words in the service of Krishna.
Tas, kuris Krishna užima savo protą, kūną ir žodžius visais laikais aplinkybėmis.
He is called Jivan Mukta, a liberated soul.
Jis vadinama išsivadavusia siela.
So it's not difficult to be a liberated soul. All you have to do is always be thankful for everything that Krishna has given you at every minute. Whatever position you're in this very minute, it's all due to the mercy of Krishna. According to your past karma, your past pious and impious deeds, Krishna has put you in the ideal position to become free from all of these reactions. And to become his Akama devotee. Of course, it's better to be a Sakama devotee than not be a devotee at all. We don't say, well, if you're not a calm, just give it up, go away. No, we never say. If you can't handle being a Kama devotee, then be as a Kama devotee. But that's kind of like Murgari the hunter saying, kill them half dead.
Bet čia panašiai, kaip tas mugrabis, jis sako, žudaukus.
Kill the animals half dead, now kill them full. I mean, kill them half, no, excuse me. That's like Narada Muni saying, now you kill the animals full.
Čia lygiai taip pat, kaip Narada davė nurodymą tą medžiotį, kad tu dabar nužudyk kūnus iš karto, kad jie nesikankintų.
And then he said, now stop killing them altogether.
O vėliau pasakė, kad geriau iš visų nežudyk.
So we don't really want you to be Sakama devotees. Our goal is to teach you how to become a Kama devotees. That is our mission. The Krishna consciousness movement is not meant for training people how to go become demigods in the heavenly planets. You see, we're not here to teach you how to go to the to Svarga Lok, the heavenly planet. That's the Sakama devotees, you see. We're here to train you how to become qualified to go to Vaikuntha, how to go to Goloka Vrindavan. That is our mission, you see, to train you for that. And the qualification is to become Akam. So it's a very, very important distinction to understand the difference between a Sakama devotee and an Akama devotee. And to analyze our own hearts and see in what way am I still Sakam. In what ways am I approaching Krishna to serve me in this way and that way, to relieve me from this kind of this and that kinds of miseries.
Kokiu būdu aš vis dar prašau Krišnos tarnauti man ir išvaduoti mane nuo tokių ar kitokių sunkumų.
Just like I'm suffering with the chronic ear disease for the last practically 45 years, 50 years.
Praktiškai beveik 50 paskutinių metų aš kenčiu labai dėl savo chroniškos ausų lygos.
So I could pray, Krishna, Krishna, please save me from this disease. Please, Krishna, save me. But that's the Sakam. That's not Akam. The Akam mood is, Krishna, thank you for giving me this ear disease. This is for my purification. This is a blessing. Somehow, I don't understand how, but you've blessed me with this ear disease. You see, that's the mood of Akam. So we have to see in what ways we're still holding on to Sakama mentality. And we should kick it out. Just kick it out. You see. Beat the mind, whatever Sakama tendencies you have in your heart. Beat it with shoes 100 times in the morning. And 100 times with broomstick in the evening. Get that Sakama consciousness out of your heart. Krishna, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me. My parents trained me to be a Sakama devotee, you see. When I was a little boy, about 6 or 7 years old, I wanted a pair of cowboy boots for Christmas. So my parents said, little Stevie, here's what you do. Every night before you go to bed, you pray to God and ask Him for a pair of cowboy boots for Christmas. They had already planned to give me the cowboy boots, you see, for Christmas. They wanted to teach me to be a very good Sakama devotee.
But
I always pray to God to give me whatever I wanted.
See?
So, that kind of training was not very good. Of course, it was better than being an atheist. It's 1,000 times better than being an atheist. So at least the whole world is full of Sakama devotees. You see, the Christians, the Jews, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Sikhs, the Jains, everyone's Sakama. They're all Sakama. So at least they're worshiping God. We say, oh, hey, that's good. At least you're worshiping God. Thank you for them. But we are not meant to be in the same category. We in the Krishna consciousness movement. We are not meant to be another one of the Sakama churches in the world, you see. We are different. This is the pure bhakti movement. This is the Akama movement. This is the movement for that takes its members directly to the topmost planet in the spiritual sky. Not to the heavenly planets. You know what Prabhupada said about heaven? He said, heaven is nothing for us. We are living in Vaikuntha. In other words, if you are in this Akama mood that Prabhupada is teaching us in his books, sit up. You're already liberated. You're not in this material world. You are not in Kaunas, Lithuania. If you're in the Akama mood, you're already living in the spiritual world. So why suffer? In Australia, or wherever it may be. Live in Vaikuntha at every minute. All you have to do is embrace the Akama mood. And remember again, what is the difference? Sakama mood is Krishna, save me from this difficulty. And the Akama mood is Krishna, thank you for blessing me with this difficulty. To purify me of the reactions from my past misdeeds. So, for the Kama devotee, there's no such thing as a difficulty, actually. Everything is a blessing. He lives a life completely free from difficulties. So, Prabhus and Matajis, you have your choice. You can live a life of difficulties, or you can live completely free from difficulties. It's your choice. You have the power to be either a Sakama or an Akama devotee. It's up to you what you want. All I can say is hear these words very carefully. And please make an intelligent decision. Based on knowledge, not your senses. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
In Krishna book, it's written that then Indra was sending thunderbolts and rain to Vrindavan. All devotees became scared and they were screaming, Krishna help, Krishna help. So how do you understand this?
Yes, that is a natural question because we do see that in the Vrajalila. We should not think that the Vrajavasis are Sakama devotees, they are not Sakama devotees. They are the highest level of Akama devotees. That's the thing. So why are they calling for help? That's a very interesting question. Because in today's purport, we read that the Akama devotees never ask for any help. It says they never disturb the Lord for material benefits. We'll read it again. The difference between Sakama and Akama devotees is that when the Sakama devotees, like the demigods, fall into difficulty, they approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for relief, whereas the Akama devotees, even in the greatest danger, never disturb the Lord for material benefits.
Skirtumas tarp Sakamos ir Akamos atsidavus yra tai, kad Sakamos atsidavęs tokie kaip pusdėdis, papuola į pavojų, jis laiką kreipiasi pas aukščiausio Dievo asmenį, kad juos išvaduotų nuo to
pavojų. One could ask, is this a contradiction?
Žmogus gali paklausti, ar čia kažkoks prieštaravimas.
One thing is, we see the Vrijabhasi, so the eternally liberated souls in the spiritual sky. The other thing is, we see the pure devotees, like Prabhupada, who is the greatest Akama devotee, how they act in this material world. We see that we study the difference between them, between Prabhupada and the Vrijabhasis. There's the Raganuga devotees who are on the liberated platform, and then there's the devotees, the Sadhana Bhaktas, who are following the rules and regulations, trying to become pure devotees. So the question is, can I sometimes pray when there is danger? Am I wrong if I pray if there's some danger? That means I fall into Maya because I prayed for relief from danger. If there's some dangerous, Prabhupada says we should chant like a child crying for the mother. So if there's some very dangerous situation and we just call out the name of the Lord, feeling helpless, just like that time when there was a robbery in the temple, and I called out Nrisingadev.
Bet jeigu yra kažkoks didžiulis pavojus ir mes šaukiamės viešpačios bejėgiškai, kaip aš, pavyzdžiui, per apiplėšimą šaukiausios Nrisimha Devos.
I wasn't calling Nrisingadev for any material benefit.
Aš nešaukiau jo dėl jokios materialios naudos.
You see, what the Prabhupada says here, the way he words it is, they never disturb the Lord for material benefits.
Čia Prabhupada komentaruoja, kad tokie atsidavusieji tyrėjai niekada neprašo materialios naudos.
We're constantly calling out to the Lord for the spiritual benefit of always remembering Him and always being engaged in His service, and conquering over the modes of nature. We're always begging the Lord for those things. In other words, if you're always begging the Lord for pure devotional service, that is not a disturbance. If you're praying for material things, yes, that disturbs the Lord. But if you pray for, please help me conquer my senses, please help me be a good devotee, please help me not to become angry, that kind of prayer, that's very pleasing to the Lord. When you pray to become fixed in Krishna consciousness, that is not sakam, that is akam. Material desires are kama, but spiritual desires are prema. So if we're just feeling completely helpless, you know, some horrible danger has come, the building is on fire, and everywhere the walls are collapsing, and the ceiling is caving in, and we chant Krishna, 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 that's very good. See, we're not praying for money or for a beautiful wife. We're just praying that we can be fixed in Krishna consciousness, that's all. So in that way we should call out to Krishna when there is danger. Our prayer is to always be fixed in Krishna consciousness. And then whatever Krishna desires, that's up to Him. Mare Krishna Rake Kre, Rake Krishna Mare Kre. If Krishna wants to kill me, that's all right. Nobody can protect me if Krishna wants to kill me. If he wants me to leave my body today, that's all right. I'm prepared. You see. If he wants me, but if he doesn't want me, then that's all right too. Whatever Krishna wants. That's the point. So are we call out to the Lord that we can remain in Krishna consciousness? Whatever He wants to do with us, that's fine. He can neglect me. He can handle me roughly by His embrace. He can do whatever He wants to with me. You see, because I'm His. He's my worshipable Lord unconditionally. So are there any other questions? Okay.
Ar mes galime melstis viešpačiu, kad suprastume, dėl ko atėjo tie sunkumai, ką mums nori viešpas pasakyti. Then some problems comes, can we ask Krishna that he can give understanding why this is coming, why this problems is coming, that we have understanding.
Can we ask Krishna why the problem? And the best thing is to ask Krishna how to solve the problem. It's like if somebody shoots you with an arrow in your chest. You have an arrow. There's an arrow in your chest, and you're bleeding. You think, well, why did somebody shoot me with this arrow? Why did they do this? How did this happen? Did it come from there? Where did they shoot it from? Was there or there? Where did they shoot from? First thing, get the arrow out. Solve the problem. You're going to bleed to death, you see. First thing is solve the problem. Become free from the problem by taking shelter of Krishna. And then you'll be able to understand how it happened once you. So first thing, solve the problem, and then you can worry about how it happened. I could think, well, what happened? What did I do in a previous lifetime that I had this horrible ear disease? What is the reason? How did this happen? I could spend my whole life trying to figure out, go to some hypnotist and try to do a past life regression. It's a waste of time. Better just to live my life in such a way that I won't have another material body again. That's the best thing. Get a brand new set of ears, or it doesn't need earplugs anymore. I'd qualify myself for a brand new body by pure devotional service. Solve the problem, you see. The solution for all problems is completely surrender to Krishna. That's the solution for every single problem. Teishang satata yoktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam tadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upiyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding of which they can come to me.
Tiem, kurie yra man pastovė atsidavė ir garbina mane visą širdimi, aš duodu supratimą, kaip jie gali ateiti pas mane.
So just be a very sincere devotee of Krishna. Always devoted to Him every minute. And then He will give you whatever you need to know how to come to Him. If knowing why that problem came to you is important for coming to Him, He will give you that knowledge. It's not important, He's not going to give it to you. The important thing is you come to Krishna. And He will give you all knowledge and intelligence how to do that. Okay? You had a question?
Krishna's.
Čia minima, kad Krišna yra viso ko priežastis ir klausimas, kaip tada demonai, pažiūrėkite, kaip į trasūrą, ar čia jų pačių, tų demonų tokie troškimai būtų tokiais demoniškais, ar čia irgi Krišna sukūrėjus. Some demons are mentioned here, and also it's mentioned that everything comes from Krishna. So question is, demons also comes from Krishna, or is separate soul's desire to be a demon? How to understand?
How does demons come into being if everything is coming from Krishna?
Yes.
Actually, there's not really any demons.
Iš tikrųjų, jie nėra demon.
Because everyone's a devotee. But sometimes people they forget to become devotees and they become demons. This is due to a misuse of independence. The spiritual world is not a prison camp where everybody is forced to stay there. The spiritual world, everybody has full freedom to do whatever they like. So because everybody has freedom, sometimes people will misuse their freedom. Just like in your country, Lithuania, people are given freedom to live as they choose. Most people have the intelligence to live as a law-abiding citizen. But some people foolishly use that independence to live as a criminal. And they have to be put into the prison. So, those who misuse their independence, they are demoniac. And they are put into this place which is a dungeon of the demons. Within the dungeon of the demons, some are not as bad. They think, I'm going to get out of here, so let me be well behaved. And some of them defy the authority of the prison authorities. They are the heavy duty demons. Actually, we're all demons in this material world. But those who are not as bad, they're called Kanishta Adhikaris. And those who are, you know, out and out rebellious against the authority of the Lord, they are the asidas. From those Kanishta Adhikaris, in other words, to approach the Lord to fulfill your desires, that's actually demoniac tendency. The Sakama position means bhakti tinged with demonic mentality. You're trying to engage, instead of serving the Lord, you wanted the Lord to serve you. That's a demoniac tendency. At least it's better than being an asura, but it's still demoniac. It's tinged with demonic mentality. You're still thinking that you're the center. So we have to get free of the demoniac. The dirt in our heart is a demoniac tendencies, you see. We all have the demoniac dirt sitting in our hearts. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. So we're still trying to give over being demons. That's our position as neophyte devotees. We're trying to get over being a demon. And actually become a devotee, you see. A calm. Does that answer your question? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
prašė.
Reikia natūraliai prie to prieiti, žodžiu, praktikuojam, natūraliai tokiu tampi. Ar tu gali kažkaip visiems nuspręsti ir tokiu tarti, nors dar nesitapėjami?
Ar žmogus, dėl kurią akimirką gali apsispręsti, ar tas apsisprendimas?
Kiek priklauso nuo apsisprendimo, ar kiek priklauso nuo mūsų padėties, nuo mūsų sąmonės lygio tuo metu?
Tikrojo lygio.
Sakysim, pradinės aktas, kuris pilnas tų norų, jis nusprendžia jų neturėti, ar jis gali tapti?
Klausimas yra, ar kaip vaikas pilnas materialių troškimų gali staiga užsimonyti, neturėti tų materialių troškimų ir tapti
Priklauso nuo sprendimo, ar kiek priklauso nuo to, koks aš iš tikrųjų esu. Jeigu aš esu pilnas to noro ir tik tai nusprendžiu, kad aš neprašysiu viešpaties, ar aš taip ir tapsiu, ar gali.
Ar tapimas akamos įdavusi priklauso nuo mūsų apsisprendimo?
Kiek nuo to ir kiek nuo to. Kiek nuo apsisprendimo, kiek nuo prabūvio, reiškia, sąmonės.
Ar nuo mūsų sąmonės būvio?
Aš noriu, bet neprašau. Noriu užtenka vienintis apsisprendimo, nes man
būtų... Ar užtenka apsisprendimo?
Širdyje ten daug
tokių. Nepaisant, kad yra daug matyti triškimų, ar užtenka apsisprendimo? O kiek apsisprendimas? To become, an akama devotee, it is enough only our decision to become, or it depends on our condition. If you have so many desires, it will be gradually, or we can decide immediately and become
akamas. So can one immediately become akamas, or is it a gradual process? That's the question. That depends on the strength of your determination.
Priklauso nuo jūsų pasiryžimo jėgos.
If one is determined enough, like Maharaj Katvanga, you can immediately become an akam devotee. Immediately.
Vanga buvo pasiryžęs labai stipriai, galima tapti iš karto.
But if you do not have possess his strength of determination, then you can gradually become an akam devotee.
Jeigu neturi tokios pasiryžimo kaip jo jėgos, gali palaipsniui pasiryžti.
How much do you desire to become akam devotee? That's up to you.
Kaip priklauso nuo jūsų, kiek jūs trokštate tapti akam devotee?
Do you have a slight desire to become akam?
Truputėlį norit?
A moderate desire to become?
Daugiau mažiau norit?
A staunch, heavy desire to become, or an absolute necessity of becoming an akam devotee right now. That's up to you. You have the freedom to take your own mood. So, what if I don't have the mood to become an akam devotee? You see, then I should have the mood to have the mood become a common
devotee.
I don't have the mood to have the mood. I should have the mood to have the mood to have the mood. This way, every devotee should get on the track to becoming an akam devotee as soon as possible. Not everyone can come to that platform. That's why we have Grihastha Ashram. So if you can't come to it right away, then come to it gradually. But being Grihastha doesn't mean now you have a license to remain Sakam. No, Grihastha should also become a Kam devotee. That means no illicit sex. Well, now I'm living with a beautiful woman. I think, well, nobody's looking. We can have sex whatever we want now. We're married. The material society says it's okay. So what's the big deal? We'll just have sex whenever we want. No, one has to give up these things if one wants to become a kam. A kam means having sex only for producing Krishna conscious children. That's a kam. The desire to have children, that is not kam. So if one wants Krishna conscious children, that's a beautiful desire to serve the Lord.
Krishna
But we have to follow the rules and regulations. And then we can be a calm devotee. Even grihastha can become a calm devotee. Any other questions? Yes.
Jeigu mes turime visišką pasirinkimo laisvę, tai kodėl tuomet taip lengva išeiti iš dvasinio pasaulio ir taip sunku jį grįžti? If we have full freedom to choose, why it is so easy to get out from spiritual world and why it is so hard to come back?
Since if we have full freedom to choose, why is it so easy to come out and so difficult to go back? Actually, there's a song like that. It says, it's easy to fall and so hard to climb. Some popular song in the U.S. It's easy to fall and so hard to climb. So why is that? Doesn't have to be that way, actually. It's actually, if one takes the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it's very easy to go back. But if I'm proud, I don't want to take Lord Chaitanya's mercy. I'm big Vaishnava. I don't need anyone's help. If you think you're a big Vaishnava, it doesn't need anyone's help, it's very difficult to go back. But if you feel very meek and humble and fully dependent on Lord Chaitanya's mercy, you can very quickly come back to a calm position. So, and it may be easy to fall, but it can also be easy to go back. If you're meek and humble, you can easily go back to pure devotion. The whole key is don't be puffed up. Don't be a rascal. Be a humble devotee. And then you can easily go back to your original constitutional nature. Okay? All right.
Kaip galima mokytis pakomentuoti tą teiginį, kad kas sugrįžta į dvasinį pasaulį, daugiau neina į materialų pasaulį.
Tai reiškia, kad mes nesam buvę.
How you can comment and statement Krishna in Bhagavad Gita that if someone come back to spiritual world, he never come back to material world. Does it mean that we never was in spiritual world?
No.
Yeah.
The Krishna says, one who returns to my abode never returns to this material world. Does that mean that we were never in the spiritual world to begin with? No, of course not. That means one who falls from the spiritual world and then goes back will not fall a second time. He says, one who returns to my abode never comes back to this material world. He doesn't say that nobody ever falls from the spiritual world. We all originate in the spiritual world. Prabhupada has confirmed this point again and again and again in his purports, his letters, that we all are originally there with Krishna. What's the name of our magazine? Back to Godhead. That means you were in Godhead to begin with. You were with Krishna to begin with. This is confirmed by Lord Chaitanya. Jivera Svarupahai Krishnara Nityadas. You are constitutionally the servant of Krishna. That means your original position is to be in the spiritual world with Krishna. Prabhupada again and again says this point. There's some controversy. Well, how could we have fallen? You know, it's not possible. No one ever really falls from the spiritual world, but that's not at all what Prabhupada studies. Nor is it even logical. Do you think God would be so cruel to create people who were not, you know, from in some other place besides His abode? That's like if the government of Lithuania said, well, we're building a prison and we got to fill it up with some people, so we're just going to randomly round up some citizens so we have and put them in the jail so we have some prisoners.
Lygiai tas pats, kas sakyti valstybė, na, statom kalėjimą, reikia jį užpildyti ir prisirimti žmonių ir pridėti.
So do you think God would be so cruel to create some people as conditioned souls?
Galvojat, kad viešpas būtų toks niekšas, kad sukurtų sielas, kurios būtų sąlygotos?
Doesn't make sense.
Niekas prasmės.
God has created everyone as a liberated soul. Liberated means a resident of the spiritual sky. That God has created everyone as a resident of the spiritual sky. So, just like a little boy, the parents say, my dear Johnny, don't stick your hand in the fire because it will burn. And they tell all the brothers, they tell Frank and Joey and George, Frank, Joey, George, and Johnny, don't stick your hand in the fire. So Frank, George, and Joey, they just say, well, the parents said, don't stick the hand in the fire, it will burn. It sounds like it's something really bad, so we'll just follow our parents, we won't stick our hand in the fire. So Frank, Joey, and George are okay. They obey the parents. They didn't stick their hand in the fire. But little Johnny, he was too curious. That flame up there on the stove would look so pretty. That blue flame up there. Now, he wouldn't do it when his mother's in the kitchen because she'll chastise him, right? And when his other brothers are there, they would also say, Johnny, what are you doing? Mother said, don't stick the hand in the fire, it'll burn. So one day, Frank was out in the backyard playing on the swing. Joey was in the living room playing with his fire truck. And George was taking a nap. And his mother was out, reading a Back to Godhead magazine in the front porch. So little Johnny said, now's my chance. Nobody's around. And I see that beautiful blue flame up there on the stove. Now I can check it out and see what it's like. And then he screams, he cries, his mother comes running. What happened, Johnny? What happened? Oh, my mother, I stick my hand in the fire. Now I'm burning. You see? So Johnny, he just didn't want to follow the instructions. But let me ask you this, Amaran Das. Will Johnny stick his hand in the fire a second time? Johnny, come stick your hand in the fire again. It's so beautiful, Johnny. It's a nice blue flame. Come on, Johnny, do it again. Will Johnny do it a second time? No way. You see? So the jivas, the ever liberated souls, they are Frank, George, and Joey. You see, those are liberated souls. But Johnny is the one who falls down in the material world. So there's an English language. There's a saying: once burned, twice shy.
Toks yra anglų kalboje posakis, kad kartą nusvilęs, antrą kartą pirštį nekiši.
The first time you can get burned, but the second time, no way, I'm not getting near that fire, you see. So you can fall down once.
Tad kartą galit būt.
But you won't do it again. Does that mean you've lost your freedom? That you went back to Godhead? They put you in handcuffs and they locked you in a cell somewhere so you won't fall down again? No, you could fall down again. Little Johnny could stick his hand in the fire again if he wanted to. But will he want to? No way. So the jiva, he may fall down once, but once he goes back to Godhead, even though he has the freedom to do whatever he wants, he's never going to make that stupid mistake again. Does that clearly answer your question? Okay, very good. Now, our time is up. And what is our... Now we are going... tonight we're going to Klaipeda for a lecture there, and everybody's welcome to come to Klaipeda for my evening lecture. And then we're going to spend the weekend in Russia. And then Monday night, where is the lecture? It's right here. Okay, Monday night, we'll see you right here. For Damodar Astakam. But Radha Damodar is staying here? Yes. Radha Damodar, because you offered the prayers last night, you sang the Damodar Astakam prayers with such love and devotion last night, Radha Damodar, you're going to stay instead of coming with us. But only this, but not permanently, just over the weekend. And after Vyas Puja, they are coming with us to India. After Vyas Puja, we're going to Vrindavan, and Damodar is not going to stay back from Vrindavan, I can tell you that right now. So we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Now I am humbly begging each and every one of you, do not remain Sakama devotees. Kindly come to this Akama platform. And you'll be really glad if you did. Because you'll be tasting the nectar every minute for all of eternity. It's not difficult. You just always pray. Whenever difficulty comes, my dear Lord, thank you for blessing me with this difficulty. All you have to do is pray that way when difficulty comes, and then you'll become an Akama devotee very quickly. Jai Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai
Jai.
Achyuta Bhai.